Rebosa, ready?
Yeah.
Counting on you. Okay. The what we didn't get a chance to look at in the Sugya of Hadas last time was the little piece starting about halfway through Lam Gimel Beis, which starts in the middle of the line with Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan imemata biyomtov shomer Eliezer ber Shimon amru imematin. Right. You're not allowed to take off the berries from the Hadas to make it kosher on Yontif. That's the opinion in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama is the Mishnah, right? Which said, Ve'im Mematim V'yomtif. Why? Because it is, all the Rishonim agree, because it is Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana seems to be Makkah B'Patish. It is fixing something. On what level is it a Malacha? So the mainstream opinion in the Rishonim is that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Rashi, for example, Amud Aleph, and we mentioned this as a tangent like two shiurim ago or last year or something. Rashi on Amud Aleph says explicitly, Avar v'liktan, etc. It's a shvos because it's like fixing a kli. And Rashi is consistent. He also says that on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi says, He says it's divrei chachamim who says imata biyantif. L'chori means that it's an issur d'rabbanan, and most Rishonim holds an issur d'rabbanan. The Rambam's also very explicit that it's an issur d'rabbanan. Because if you look at the lashon of the Rambam when he discusses this in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches Halacha Hey, the Rambam says. It's like fixing something. Okay, it's not so explicit. But like fixing something, Pashup Shad is not actually fixing something, but it's like fixing something, and it is an Isser D'Rabbanan, at least that's the Pashup Shad of the Rambam. And most you shouldn't hold that. Tosos, all over Shas, assume it's the Rabbanan. The Rashva, Inksubas, assume it's the Rabbanan. The Meiri here assumes it's the Rabbanan. Most Rishonim hold that it is Bid Rabbanan, so Miyot in Ve'Hadas is Aser Bid Rabbanan, according to Rashi, Tosos all over Shas, we saw a few of them, the Meiri, the Rashba, the Pshat and the Rambam, right, it's not in Lefurish, but there is, let's say, Mashmos Rambam, right? That's what Rambam certainly sounds like. And everyone, all the Mefarshim of the Rambam, assume that way, etc. Does anyone disagree? The Mordechai here is famous in the back for saying that it's an Isser D'Oraisa. He's not really discussing directly whether it's Rabbanan or D'Oraisa. It just comes up as a tangent. He is discussing the case of Mitzvah of Aveira, right? If someone is a Nayit B'Yantif, is it a Psul Mitzvah of Aveira? He's in the Dayak for Gemara. We have been a Psul Dichot, but no one thought it was a Psul Mitzvah of Aveira. There's no Mitzvah of Aveira if someone was a Nayit. on Yantif. And he says, even though, what's the Lashon of Mordechai? Simen Tov Shem Mem Zayin. But it's still not a soul of mitzvah of aveira. Why not? Probably because the Yerushalmi, remember the Yerushalmi that says that that Shabbos is not the Isser of Shabbos and Yontif, it's not in Melach and Shabbos and Yontif, it's not in the Chetza. It's Huav and Aveira, not Guf Aveira. So there's no soul of mitzvah of aveira. But anyway, the Riva, who says it's Aser Mida Oraisa, the Mordechai. V'shem Riva, and if you looked, I think in brackets, the Rush in Masechta Shabbos also threw out, assuming that he meant what he said what he meant, it was a simple shot, he said the Isser D'Oraisa. So there is a minority sheet that's Isser D'Oraisa, while the majority sheet is that it's only Isser Midrabbanan. Why is it only Isser Midrabbanan? After all, it used to be not useful, and now it's useful, you fixed it. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what does Michael Kuna say? Or what do you say? Why is it only us or Midrabanan?
I would say just like I was exchanging Nikah, and it's not physical.
Exactly, that's what Minchas Chinuch says. Minchas Chinuch says because it's not physically more useful, it's only halachically more valid. Now, in a Hanami, for us, halacha is very important, right? And after what's more important, if you make another $3 in the physical world or if you do a mitzvah, we all know that mitzvahs are more important. But nonetheless, when it comes to the getter of melacha, of what's considered a takin mana, if something's now more physically useful, that's a tikkun d'oraisa. If it's only halachically useful, that's only a tikkun midrabanan. That's how the Bat Minchas Chinuch assumes lies behind Rashi. You don't have to. You could just say stam. In their judgment, it wasn't such a big improvement. But the Minchas Chinuch said, no, it's not just stam. They judged it wasn't a big improvement. It's that there's a rule, right? So probably, what's the svara? The svara is probably because a tikkun hilchati is not tikkun mana mida oraisa. That's the Minchas Chinuch. And that's probably, you can't promise. You could just say they looked at this one case and used their judgment and said it's not a big improvement. But probably Minchas Chinuch's right. No, they just said being useful for a mitzvah is not a malacha d'oraisa. And obviously, if it's one of the other 38 malachas, if you build a house that's useful for a mitzvah, that's malacha. If you weave a garment that's useful for a mitzvah, or tie a knot that's useful for a mitzvah, or write a sefer Torah, obviously that's. He just means here, if it's not one of the 38, it's just makeh patish, which is just stam making things. To stam improve things is only malacha. If it's physically improved, if it's halachically improved, it's a malacha drabanan, and that also fits the idea that what if you take shumas or maestros from food, that's only an isidrabanan, or you made inedible food edible. Yeah, but it's not physically fixed. It's only halachically fixed. And therefore, it's only an isidrabanan.
And I just think the Riva might agree with that. Even he, that it's, I mean, just that the nature of makeh b'patish is different.
No, but the Minchas Chinuch is within makeh b'patish.
No, I'm saying the Riva, I'm trying to give a swear for the other side, that he might agree with the Minchas Chinuch. That halacha change is not a change except by the malacha of makeh b'patish.
No, but it's the wrong direction. I mean, Minchas Chinuch says, I admit halacha change is significant for the other 38 avos malacha, because you're really doing a change. It's davken makeh b'patish that Minchas Chinuch is makel. He says, if you tie a knot that's halachically significant, of course that's malacha, you tie a knot. Right? It's only makeh b'patish, which is not a specific action, it's just a general, vague fixing that has to be a physical fixing, not a halachic fixing. His svara would be, I don't think you need any fancy svara. That a tikkun hilchati, after all, we're all from Jews. We're all halachic men. What do you mean? If you fix something as useful halachically, chashiv tikkun minator. Chashiv tikkun mana.
Minchas Chinuch didn't really give a svara. He just said it's not.
What?
Minchas Chinuch didn't really give a svara. He just
said I didn't give a svara either. I just said. Okay. Did I?
No.
Okay.
No, for the other side. No, for the first
side. Yeah, I understand. Okay. So, if this gets interesting, by the way. You can tell me later what you mean, because I know I'm not understanding you. But this one place this comes up interestingly in the Achronim is, there's a famous, we're not getting to this now, but a famous sheet of the Shumas Hadeshin, based on different things. He based on one Gemara, and Shabbos, and also one Yoma. Famous sheet of the Shumas Hadeshin that says, Psik Reisha is mutter by an Isser Drabana. Even if it's nichole, nothing with low nichole, Psik Reisha is mutter for an Isser Drabana. It's a famous sheet of the Psik Reisha. And it's a big machlokes among the modern day poskim of the Shumas Hadeshin. Big machlokes among the modern day poskim. Is that Shumas Hadeshin a sheet that we don't paskin like? But it's like a suffix? Or is that a sheet of the Chuya that's rejected Lagamri? Most poskim assume this Shumas Hadeshin is rejected in Gamri. It's not any tzad lahak at all. It's a shitas yachid that's not considered part of our mainstream Masorah. Rav Avadi Yosef assumes that it's a suffik, whether or not it's a gracious asur mutar by an isur drabanan. And therefore, if whenever you have another suffik, whether something's asur or not, you make a fake, and it's mutar. So they always get kashed against the Shumas Hadeshin. How could you say a psik reisha is mutter by an isser drabanan? Look at the next line. What does the next line say? It says, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says, "Mamatin, you're allowed to." Oh, but hakam atakin mana. How can he permit it? It's a tikkun mana. No, Amar Elazar, you should look to lachila. No, you pick the berries to eat, and it's only a psik reisha that you're making a kosher hadas. You really wanted to eat the berries. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon sorvel kavua. Davar Dov Shem is kavim mutter. He holds like his father of Shimon. Shimon holds Davar Shem is kavim mutter. So you're trying to eat berries. The Davar Shem is kavim is that you fix a hadas. That's okay. But don't Rabbi Rava say everyone admits a psikresha is also psikresha l'yamas? I'm just cutting off the head, but I don't want to kill it. No, that's if you cut off the head, that also counts as killing it, and it's also l'yama. Everyone knows psikresha is also. And then the answer, right, Hashem Achrisi. But what's the mashmos of our case? That a psikresha would be usher, right? A real psikresha would be usher. Psikresha of nichalei, not lo nichalei. Psikresha of nichalei would be usher. So if psikresha is usher, it's only Mishra Rabbanan that disproves the Truma Sedeshin. So that's the kasha all the Achronim ask, which is just interesting in terms of Achron Lemaisa, right? So all of the Achronim, kasha al Truma Sedeshin, the muchach misugin dipsik resha aser bimlocha drabanan. And the Meiri actually knew the Shumas Adeshen, even though he lived before the Shumas Adeshen. He knew the Shita Ziyesh Omrim, and in Shabbos he asked this Kasha, and he answered, the Shumas Adeshen will hold like the Mordechai. That's the Meiri's answer. The Achronim do all kinds of fancy schmancy answers. But the very simple shot is the Ishlomar. The Truma Sadeshen Savar Keha Mordechai, and this is Mefurish in the Meiri in Shabbos, that there's a big nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Whether fixing a hadas d'orais d'rabbanan? Nafkamina for kol tarkula. If fixing a hadas d'rabbanan, then this proves that gracious usher by dinim d'rabbanan, like the Main Street postkim. But if a hadas fixing a hadas d'orais, this just proves that gracious usher by d'orais. It could be that psikresha is multiplied by Drabbanan. And therefore, the Truma Sedeshen is not disproven. He has a Mordechai to rely on. And therefore, he's not disproven. It's a possible Shita. And from that, Ravadia builds many, many, many halachos. Okay, so this does come up in that discussion.
Maybe according to Tosfos, because Tosfos in the end is only having the
Shows. Yeah, but since they have to say something else, that implies this is a good question. Maybe that the question is a good okay, maybe, but that's Dachuk. Okay. Anyway, okay, that's the beginning of the sugya. Now let's get to the meat of the sugya. What's the meat of the sugya? The meat of the sugya, they ask the gracious usher, how can you pick the berries for eating? You're also being attacked in the hadas of the gracious usher. And according to most, you showed them this proves the gracious usher by Nisra Rabbanan against the infamous Truma Sedeshen, which we'll come back to. The Gemara gives their famous answer, Hachamay Eskinan, the Islay of Shana Achrisi. Ah, this guy has another hadas. Meaning when Reb Shimon, says you're allowed to pick off the berries, the kasher your hadas on sukkahs, he meant you're picking them up for eating, and you don't even need to kasher your hadas, because you have another hadas. Right? So therefore it's mutter. Meaning it had nothing to do with kashering a hadas, really. Just like I have 100 hadasin, I want to eat the berries, so obviously I pick one with a lot of berries, and I eat the berries. Now it becomes kosher, but I didn't eat it anyway, so it's no problem. This is one of the big makoros, the famous shita of the Aruch, right? We've all heard the famous shita of the Aruch, right? Islay Hoshana Achrisi. Why is it mutter? So this is a makor for the famous shita of the Aruch, who says, right, the Aruch quotes it, right? I put the Aruch here. I don't know why they didn't put it in the Bar Ilan, the Aruch. You think it's something they should put in the Bar Ilan. I had to just OCR it. But he says, his famous sheet is Psikresha de lo nichalei is mutter. Psikresha is only usur when it benefits you. But if you don't care about it, then Psikresha de lo nichalei is mutter. And he has three proofs for this. There are other proofs that other Rishonim bring for his Shita, and even he in other places brings some other proofs, but right here in his main place, in the Erech of Psik Resha, he brings three proofs, and one of them is this case, that it's a Psik Resha Delo Nichalei. So says the Erech, Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is Mutter. This, as you can imagine, changes so much of Hilchos Shabbos, if you hope Psik Resha Jalom Nichalei is mutter. Now, it doesn't permit a psikresha. That's good for you, but it permits a lot of neutral psikreshas, right? So every time I open a door and it, you know, turns on something in the alarm system, et cetera, which I don't particularly care about, which doesn't affect my life either way, that is perfectly fine. Likewise, if I do Nitilus Yadayim in a random park and the water goes and waters the grass, that's totally fine because it's a separation. It wasn't my main intention and doesn't benefit me. Likewise here, I'm trying to eat berries. I also fix the hadas, but I don't care about fixing the hadas because I have a large supply of hadas. I don't even need large. I just have enough without this, right? So it doesn't make a difference to me that I fix the hadas, right? Everyone knows a yid on Sukkot is no better off with 4 hadasim than he was with 3 hadasim, right? Either you have 3 or you don't. You're not better off if you have extra hadasim.
Sometimes.
Aha, okay, you could object, but let's assume that.
Something might happen.
What about 1 or 2?
Right, okay, maybe, but that's not the case. Anyway, the subsequential nuclei is not true. This is the famous shita of the Aruch. It seems that who agrees with the Aruch? That segregational nichle is mutter. So, for reasons that we're not going to discuss now, Reb Chaim and a few other Achronim are convinced the Rambam agrees with him. The Rambam never discussed this explicitly, but it could be the Rambam agrees with him. And it seems pretty clear also that Rabbeinu Hananel agrees with him that segregational nichle is mutter, and that's the yesod of our sugya. Right, Rabbeinu Hananel, in Masechta Shabbos, there's certain case of the Korban Pesach, they said, how are you allowed to skin it? You're just trying to get the insides. But skinning is one of the malachas. So he says, shakalei bebarze. Okay, it's not clear exactly what that means. Some people say, you peel off the skin in little pieces, which is not useful for you, right? Then you don't have a useful skin. And the earth there says, if I can read it, mucha milsa de lo boile, or then it's very clear that you don't want, your intention is not that you want the skin. Below dumb psychratia yomas, and it's not like a psychratia, right? So why is it not like a psychratia? The assumption, it seems to be, holds like the Aruch, that a psychratia is only when it benefits me. If it doesn't benefit me, then it's not like a psychratia, and I think the Rabbeinu Hananel here is pretty clear. Says Rabbeinu Hananel here, he says one thing clear. The Savar lo kavuha, Dabar Dabashay Miskavim Mutter. The Heter is based on Dabashay Miskavim. It's a Dabashay Miskavim. Ah, but a Psikresh is not Dabashay Miskavim. Right? Remember, Hilchos Shabbos, back to elementary school, high school, etc. If I do something that might not cause a lacha to happen, that's Mutter. We hold like Rishiva to Dabashay Miskavim. If I do something that will for sure cause a lacha to happen, that's Psikresh. That's Psikresh, and it's Usher. But he says here, this is Dovashim Miskavin, it's not like a Psikresha. Why? Who is Lushana Achrisi? It's a Psikresha as long as you have another Hoshana. And sorry, it's a Dovashim Miskavin as long as you have another Hoshana. Why is it not a Psikresha? As far as it seems to be, because it's not Nicha. That's why he says, Vilo Amrina Yerume Kamarin. Let me just focus on that line for a moment. The Aruch and Rabbeinu Hanano, and maybe the Rambam, it's very hard to figure out exactly what the Rambam Shita is in general at Hilchos Shabbos on this, but correct. The Aruch himself, although not in this particular passage, also seems to have held it in Kol Torah Kula, even though we've shown in debate whether he did or not. What's the svar of Rabbeinu Hananel? Why does Rabbeinu Hananel say a psikresha is mutter if it's lo michalei? Right. What's the svar of Rabbeinu Hananel? Yes. I would say that he doesn't give too much away in terms of his svara. There's a Chakira, and this is what all the Achronim say. Rochana made this famous, but really it's in the Rishonim, and just you have to be Medayik. The Chakira seems to be like this. Or let's say like this. Why is Psikresha Usser in the first place? And here, I will oversimplify here. One way, you know why Psikresha is Usser? Because you really do want, or say better, yeah, you really do want the second result. You say, I only want one result, not the second result. You really do want the second result. Right? The, or, no. Even though you really don't want the second result, it's usser anyway. Now here I know I'm being vague because there might be more than one to explain why it's usser anyway, which we will mention in a moment. But this is what this machlok is really about. This is the arach and the rach. You know why psikresha is usser? Because you really are miskaving. You really do want the second result. I know you're saying you don't, but as the Rafi says, you're really kamaring, you're just pretending. Give me a break. If you need this hadas and you're eating berries, and you're saying, I just want to eat berries, I don't really want to fix a hadas, of course you want to fix a hadas. Give me a break. Of course you want to fix the hadas. If you are, what are some of the other examples? I just want to get out the insides of the carbon to process the carbon. I don't really want to, like, skin the animal and get skin. But I'm pulling off a very useful skin. Of course I want the skin of the animal. And likewise, if I say I'm chopping your head off, I don't really want you to die. Of course I really want you to die. It's interesting. Most Rishonim assume the actual phrase, psikresha v'lo-yamas, is talking about an animal, right? Rashi said, I chop off the head of a bird, but I don't want to kill it. Of course you want to kill it. The Meiri says it means a person. I'm not a murderer. I was just cutting his head. I didn't actually want to kill him. So that's ludicrous. Of course you wanted to kill him. Right, and that's what the Aruch says here, right? Of course you want, he also says, talking about murder, of course you want to murder him. If you didn't want to murder him, you wouldn't have chopped off his head. So one pshat is that you really do want the second result, and that's the rach of Iarume Kamarim, right? Iarume Kamarim, or however he spells it. And the nafgamina is, that it's a psik resha delo nichale. That's mutter, because you really don't want it. Why would you want something that's not nichole? Want the second result. If it's lo nichole, then we believe in that you really don't want it. But if it's nichole, then of course you want it. How could you not want it? Right? So that's the pshat of the rach. The rach says the iser psik resha is based on the fact you really do want to accomplish two things. But of course, that's only if it's nichole. If it's no nichole, then we believe that they don't want to accomplish two things. As opposed to, and that's why this line of Yerumi Karmarim is so important in understanding the Shita of the Aruch, as opposed to the other Rishonim, right? The other Rishonim, they would say, no, we know you don't want the second result, but it's usher anyway. Even though you don't want the second result, it is usher anyway. And therefore, the nafkamina is that psik resha delo nichole is usser. Because we know you really don't want the second result. But it's usser anyway. And Konami don't want the second result. But it's usser anyway. Except then you're going to say that psikresha is only an exera, and that seems to be against a few gemaras. Maybe you could get away with it by...
I mean, the language of Irumi Kamar means that we think that you're tricking us, and really this was your sole intent. It doesn't have to mean that, like, it's... this. You hear what I'm saying? Like, meaning, of course...
I understand what you're saying. Theoretically, I totally understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that what's out is that psikresha is only exera. And that's going to be a little tricky. There's a few sugyas that sound like psikresha is also mean doraisa. Now, you will defend yourself by saying something that I didn't want to get into now, which is all the sugyas that sound like it's d'oraisa are about shari sur. And the rach here is talking about shabbos and yontif, which is melach nachshavis, and it's a chiluk like that. So I'm saying you could go that way, but we're just not going to go there right now. Okay, now, agav, you could ask, why do the other rishonim think that even though you don't want the second result, it's still usher? After all, you're not miskaving. So then you have to answer probably one of two ways. either, which has a lot of nafkaminas, which we're not going to get into now, either you could say that the other Rishonim thing, kavana doesn't mean want, kavana means know, be aware of, be cognizant of. And the other Rishonim would say, and if you don't want the second result, but you know you're doing the second result, and kavana doesn't mean what you want, it means what you know, and you know you're doing it. The other option is that the other Rishonim could say, you do want the second result. Why? After all, you don't want the second result. No, you want the second result because the first result and the second result are a package deal. They're the same thing. And therefore, if you want the first result, you automatically want the second result because they're a package deal. So I would just, again, I don't want to go into this now. Let me just point out, this is the Chakir. We discussed this when we learned Masechet Shabbos, but I think that was a few years ago by now. What's the Svara? Why? And here we have two possibilities. Either A, Kavana means knowing, not wanting, and this has a lot to do with Reb Chaim that Joel quoted earlier.
Why is it different than the Maaser?
And you, what do you mean by that?
I mean, if you go away with Reb Chaim, that's the distinction between Kavana, between Davoshen and Miskavin and Maaser. One is knowing and one is intention.
Yes. And for Reb Chaim, I'm not saying this is good work for Reb Chaim, I'm just saying it's using his Chakira. Obviously, it's using Chakira to get the opposite result. Uh-huh. Or B, you do want the second result. Why? Because the two results are a package deal. They're two sides of the same coin. And therefore, if you want one of them, you want the other as well. There could be a tremendous nafkamina between these two, is a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, rather. You know, what if you have a psik resha where, like, in this circumstance, like, A happens to lead to B, but in other circumstances, it wouldn't. Then if you took derech B, it might be mutter. Like, it's not a package deal. If you took derech A, it might be usher. That has to do with the Rashi and Zvach. We're not going to get into it. And all I'm saying is the other Rishonim, I know I'm not explaining properly, getting into it. You could say two ways. Either the thing kavana means knowledge and has nothing to do with what you want, but you know you're doing the second result because it's for sure going to happen. Or they can say, no, it's only usher if you want the second result. But here you do want the second result because it's a package deal. After all, if a head is chopped off, the animal dies. There's no such thing as wanting one. It's like, it doesn't even make sense to say. What does it mean? I want to chop off your head, but I don't want to kill you. I don't want you to die. I only want your head to be chopped off. No, that's not logical. It's the same thing. Dying is having your head chopped off. And therefore, you might say that I do want to kill you. Ah, I only want to chop your head off. No, but it's the same thing. Therefore, it does count as wanting. Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. We won't get into it now. This is just the sheet of the Aruch. Most Rishonim disagree with the Aruch. We don't paskin like the Aruch Taka. Right? We do not paskin like the Aruch. Okay, there are those they quote Reb Chaim thought the Rambam held like the Aruch. There are those who quote that the Rav said at some point, based not just based on Reb Chaim, based on Diuk and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that maybe we really do hold like the Aruch, just a minhag to be machmer, not like the Aruch. But either way, Lamaisa, we don't pass like the Aruch. So if we don't pass like the Aruch, all the Rishonim tried to figure out, so why is Hoshana Achrisi make it mutter? After all, if Segresha L'Nichle is Asur, then it's still Segresha of Tikkun Mona. Who cares that I don't need this Hadas? I'm still fixing it. So what's the other option? What's the next option? Why else would we be mutter if not for the Aruch?
Why is only one other
option?
What? Oh, I didn't say there's only one. I said we have to do one at a time. What's the principle according to this? The principle is Dover She'eino Miskavin, right? Because he holds that it's a gracious Dover She'eino Miskavin, and it's Aliba Dibram Shimon, just like the Gemara says. Okay, what's one other shot in the Gemara? Give me Rashi. Or whoever you want. What is that?
It's
not a malacha b'klal. Exactly. Says Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Rashi says, Hilkach ein kan tikun kli. It's not a malacha in the first place. It's not a malacha without kavana. It's not a malacha at all, says Rashi. It's not a malacha at all. Right? There seems to be one day. In Tosin Suvas that might agree with him, The but says Rashi. Rashi says it's Ein Kan Tikon Klal. It's not even a malacha. Why is it not a malacha? Ah, because some malachas are objective, right? If I tie a knot, I tie the knot. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. It's still a knot. If I write a word, doesn't matter what I'm thinking. It's still a word. If I build a fence, doesn't matter what I'm thinking. It's still a fence. But when it comes to tikkun mana is defined subjectively. After all, when are you fixing something? When are you not fixing something? That's obviously that's obviously somewhat subjective. How do we know when something's fixed when it's not? Oh, when it's better. How do we know when it's better? Like, it all depends. Like, in one society, one thing might be better. Right? In another society, the opposite might be better. Right? It's all a matter of what you need in your society. Therefore, Ein Kan Tikkun, it's not a tikkun at all. So, excuse me. I think we would all agree that if I have a straight needle, if I'm a tailor with a straight needle, and I get really mad and I bend the needle, I haven't done a tikkun mana. I'm not saying what I've done, maybe some is strong, but what I've done, maybe not, depends on you guys. I haven't done a tikkun mana because I've just ruined the needle. I haven't improved anything. What if I'm a fisherman and all I have is a straight needle and I need a hook and I bend it, then I've done a tikkun mana, right? Subjectively, one thing, one side of circumstance is something an improvement, and another set of circumstances is not an improvement. And that's intuitive to us, because makom patush and tikkun mana is fundamentally different than the other melachos. It's not a fixed, defined action. It's more accomplishing something significant in terms of making something useful. And therefore, says Rashi, that it's there's a different thing, makom patush and everything else. In the other 38 avos malacha, it doesn't matter what I'm thinking. If I do the malacha, it's aser. In makom patush, what I'm thinking determines whether it's a tikkun, and therefore he says, in this circumstance, right, ein kan tikkun klal, because metakin mana depends on the context. And therefore, in this context, it's not tikkun mana at all. Okay, that's a shita. Rashi, it's just not a malach at all. There's a similar famous shita in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah asks, without getting into the Sugin Yoma, how if the, remember, they didn't have all the modern day technology then. If the Kohen Gadol was old and the mikvah was very cold and he had tovel five times on Yom Kippur, how did they heat up the water for him?
With the metal.
They threw in a burning hot piece of metal. Where it says, isn't that forging the metal? And that's a malacha to forge metal. So the answer is, complicated, the answer is, they didn't need the metal forged, right? They just wanted to heat up the water. Now, it wasn't Bishul to heat up the water, because it wasn't Yatza Lit. It was just like, took the chill out a little, right? So the Magmish says, but isn't that a psych ratio of forging? And he says, no, after all, like, why is forging an improvement? Only if you need it forged, then it's an improvement. If you don't need it forged, it's not a malacha at all. Just making something better in some theoretical way that doesn't apply to your circumstances is not makom patush, only if you improve in a way that's useful in your circumstances.
It's interesting that the potential difference in Rashi and this case is that here you could say that you're talking about on the level of halakhic things, namely it's only halakhic things where it's not useful to you, it's not useful to you halakhically.
Correct, unlike that Magid Mishnah I mentioned. Yeah. Correct, you could say that. Now, the Tosfos in Shabbos, not every place, the Tosfos in Yom Shabbos asks the kasha on Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, if it's just not a malach at all, then why does only Rabbi Shimon think this? Why not? Why doesn't everyone agree? After all, what does that do to Rabbi Shimon? Right? Then why is it only, if it's Rabbi Shimon must have it, I understand why it's only for Rabbi Shimon. But, according to Rashi, why is it only for Rabbi Shimon? Right? So the Kasha is. Right? And this is all the Rabbi Shimon, according to the Kasha, the Kappas tomorrow here brings two answers, but actually, if you look at Rabbi Shimon, you'll find this answer if you want to look at Rabbi Shas. Question. Why is only Reb Shimon? Why is only Reb Shimon matter? What does that do with Reb Shimon? How would you answer to defend Rashi?
So one of the answers is that according to review, there's no problem with the Gloy Milsoi Gachora.
So here you have two answers, right? The two answers in the Kapos Tomorrow in brackets, but also the Rosh Hash brings the two answers, and also Tosos in a few places in Shas and Subas Tolson Subas also brings at least one of these answers. There are two ways to defend Rashi. One is that the Gemara retracted. And it's not connected to Rabbi Shimon. No, the Gemara retracted. It's really not connected to Rabbi Shimon. We thought at first we realized Rabbi Shimon was holding like his father, that Dovr Shem Miskavet is mutter. No, that was the Havvin. And then we retract. It's just a Stam Machlokas. What's the Stam Machlokas? The Stam Machlokas was, is Tikkun Manes subjective or objective? Right? Really, it's just a new Machlokas about the details of Make Bepatish. Right?
Why didn't you want to say that for the Shabbat Adeshan too, then? Could we say it's for
how so?
That the Gemara rejected the Havamina.
No, because that's the reason they rejected the Havamina is because of Psikoresh. According to the Shabbat Adeshan, they had no reason to reject the Havamina. Here they had a reason to reject the Havamina. So you could say this is just a new Machlokas. It has nothing to do with Dovr Shein Miskaving or with Rabbi Shimon, and he's not holding like his father. It's really coincidence that his father is Rabbi Shimon. He just holds that Makom HaPatish is defined contextually, and the Chachamim hold Makom HaPatish is defined less contextually, or the Tanakhama holds it's defined more objectively. Now, it's still somewhat contextually. He would admit picking berries off a Hadas on Shavuos is not a Malacha, but it's not, you know, and not defined by that person's needs. So it's no machlokes about the details of Makom HaPatish. The Kapos Tamarim actually has a nice cheshbon here. The Rush and the Riff don't bring down their Lazar of Shimon. Why not? Why don't they bring down this Heter? So you could always say, like, I don't know, they don't bring down everything. It says, why don't they bring down this Heter? After all, if he holds like his father, then we possibly like Rav Shimon, they should bring it down. The answer is no. In the Hav, meaning he held like his father. In the end, it's just a separate machlokas. And if it's a separate machlokas, we pass like the Rav against Rav Elazar Shimon. Okay, that's one answer. The second answer, though, is that there's a problem here. It's not a malach at all because you don't need the hadas. But what might happen?
Later.
Let's say you have four hadasim, so you don't need this. It's not a malach at all. And then one of the hadasim gets broken. Right? Your dog eats. Now, all of a sudden, Gloy Mil's not afraid. You didn't need the hadas. So Gloy Mil's afraid. It wasn't a malacha. Oh, so you're doing something that's not a malacha at all, but maybe it is a malacha at all. What do we call something that might be a malacha, might not be a malacha, and you're not going to know right away? Dovr Shein Miskaveh. Not Dovr Shein Miskaveh like the Aruch, because, not Dovr Shein Miskaveh because you don't want to fix it for Hadas. Because Lomichli. Dovr Shein Miskaveh because you mamish have no idea if what you're doing is malacha or not, because you won't know till later. After Shul. So, this is what Tosfos and Ksuba says to defend Rashi. He doesn't say to defend Rashi, but because it is a Dovr Shein Miskaveh, because maybe it's not Malacha, or maybe you will need this Hadas and it will be malacha lemafreya, retroactively. Right? So therefore, it is, but it's a regular kind of Dovr Shein Miskaveh. I'm doing one thing, and it might or might not cause a malacha. I'm eating berries. It might cause a malacha if my other hadas breaks. Or it might not cause a malacha if my other hadas doesn't break. And therefore, it's a real Dovr Shein Miskaveh.
Isn't there a concept of suffix psikresha? Well, it seems to be a contradiction in terms.
No, yeah, but that sugya of suffix psikresha is only if, like, it's already been determined. Here, it's not determined yet, so that's classic Dovr Shein Miskaveh. Okay, now, this is a big chiddush, because I would have said reading Rashi, I don't know, just since right now I don't need it, it's not a malacha. That can't change retroactively. But to defend Rashi, either say, we reject that line about being following his father, he's not the shitas of his father, it's a totally separate inyan, or say that, no, retroactively it might be malacha, and then it's classic Dovr Shein Miskaveh. Okay, but that's not what Tosos says. Aruch and Rashi, neither of them are Tosos. What does Tosos say? What does Tosos say? Exactly, says Tosos. Chesky, I'm sorry, I need your help.
Then Rabbi Shimon went out to win the world.
What are you talking about? Rabbi Shimon's going to make all the options of Lagufa. He's still his father, just not for the reason we thought, for a different reason.
Not.
Now, I'm not sure why Tosos thought it was so much better, but he's not his father for the same reason. Why is that making more of a story? Tosos rather in Sukkah.
They're totally unconnected, right? It's a total coincidence that Rabbi Shimon holds that in both these two things from Yehuda.
Simple pshat, yes, because the Amoraim split their psak. Simple pshat, yes, the Amoraim split their psak, and the Rambam. And the Rambam wouldn't prove anything, but the Amoraim split their psak. So simple pshat is yes. Says Tosos that the principle is Mulacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa Aliba Dirab Shimon. What's the machlokes? No one holds Mulacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa means you know exactly what you're doing. You just don't need the main purpose. So no one thinks that's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's Asur D'Raisa. Rabbi Shimon thinks it's mutter as Asur D'Rabbanan. So it says Tosfos that you have a Mulacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is Aser midrabanan lefi Rav Shimon u mitzorech mitzvah hitiru. Mitzorech mitzvah hitiru, and therefore, what principle comes out of this Tosos? Now, think about it. Every psikreisha do nichole is a melachshin shvich legufa, because if I'm doing something, it has a second result, and I don't want that second result, then I don't want the gufa, right? So says Tosos, what comes out of this here is Lamaisa. What comes out of this Lamaisa is that Psik Resha Delo Nichale, which equals, according to Tosos, Malacha She'in Shich Legufa, is Mutter Litzorech Mitzvah. Okay, this is a big Kiddush for two reasons. Number one, since when are we Matur and Isidra Bon and Shabbos for Tzorech Mitzvah? Okay, Tosos thinks we are, so what can you do? What's a little just illogical mafshat of this Tosos that's mutter for tzarech mitzvah? The matter for tzarech mitzvah is not shen shikul gufa. Really for the need of the mitzvah, then it's shikul gufa. Meaning, it's only mutter if you don't need it for the mitzvah because you have another hoshana. And then why is it mutter? Ah, it's mutter for the needs of the mitzvah. But it's sort of funny. If you actually need it for the mitzvah, it would be usher. It's only mutter when you don't need it for the mitzvah. And yet, they were makel for the needs of the mitzvah. So that turns out to be a little funny. And we have two ways of answering that funniness, right? So what's funny about this? Let's just make ourselves a little tzarech mitzvah hitiru. How is it tzarech mitzvah if islei hoshana achrisi? Remember, it's only mutter if you don't need it for a mitzvah, because it's ein tzricha legufa. Right? If it's only mitzvah, if you don't need it for the mitzvah, how is it mutter for tzarech mitzvah? So the Me'iri here uses the lashon of srach mitzvah. So I'm going to give two answers. One is the lashon of the Me'iri is, he says a little different than Tosos. Sorry. Srach mitzvah. Srach mitzvah means it's like connected to a mitzvah. Meaning, they're mikel, because like you never know it could turn out to be handy for a mitzvah. Like, maybe someone will borrow it from you, or maybe you'll need it somehow. Like, maybe it'll lead to a mitzvah. Even though you don't need it for a mitzvah, maybe it'll lead to a mitzvah, and therefore they were makel. This still becomes very funny. Like, if you're thinking, maybe I'll need it for a mitzvah, then it's tzricha legufa. And if, like, you actually have no idea you might need it for a mitzvah, just, like, there's a 1% chance someone might need it for a mitzvah in some weird, unforeseen circumstance, then it's a little weird chazal would be makel for this 1% unforeseen chance of. So it's still a little weird, this srach mitzvah, because like we manafshach, if you really have a serious mitzvah need, then it's tzricha legufa. And if you really have a very unlikely mitzvah need, why would Chazal be so mekel? So we will leave this as, meaning by srach mitzvah, I mean unlikely possibility. It's just a little funny, if it's really an unlikely possibility, why would they be so mekel? So we'll see how some of the achronim try to cleverly solve that, and you'll tell me if you agree with it or you don't agree with it in a moment. Maybe have somebody showed up. Let's just see the other shitas. What are the other shitas? What does Tosos in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Yoma say? They say a little differently. They do not say they're a mikel for a mitzvah, which makes me feel a lot better. Because it's a little funny mikel for a mitzvah here, right? What do they say? That they're makel because, meaning, separation only clay is usher. So why were they makel? And they don't like Rashi's shot. They say we don't like Rashi's shot. It has to have to do with his father. So what were they mekel? What's the svara? They say sikresha de lo nikole be melacha derabanan. They say, no, it's only a malacha drabanan. After all, remember Tikkun Hadas, the part I erased from the boards, the part of Tosos and Rashi and Rov showed him was only a malacha drabanan. On a malacha drabanan, they weren't gozer of segregation only. On a malacha drabanan, they're only gozer if you have kavana, not if you don't have kavana. Right? So that's their principle of segregation only is mutter by a malacha drabanan. The Me'iri here combines these. And says the Me'iri in Sukkah, he says, you know why they're Mako? Sekresha v'lo nichole, v'mlacha d'rabanan, litzorech srach mitzvah. Right? For the purpose of a mitzvah. He says, no, it's a zurich v'lo nichole, and it's only m'lacha d'rabanan. And it's mutter for the sake of a mitzvah. So therefore, if you have those three factors together, that's why they were mekel.
But for mitzvahs and shabbos and yom, is it because it's a mitzvah or just?
I don't. They don't mention it being a mitzvah.
And that's different from the Torah suggestion because
he says even if it's nichole, that's why he's a crazy shita. That's why he's a crazy shita. He says even if it's nichole.
Isn't it shita the Balamor that if you take a shame on shabbos, it's only a melacha. It's only a melacha shame. And the
Ramban, the famous one.
This is not a malacha, this is a malacha because you don't want that, you want the berry. So, according to the Balaam Lord, this is a malacha, it's not a malacha.
But it's a malacha, why is it mutter? Because
then comes the
Sirach
Mitzvah.
Okay, so then he ends up saying
it's
not
a Sirach because they can stop it.
Yeah, but I don't see how that's going to help us because if you really are thinking of fixing the Hadas, then you also want the Hadas, and then Balmor is not going to help you.
And then the whole Yisam Misa, and there's no secretion of the Lom Nichola. If that's your intention, the Chachila, it's not.
Right, okay, but then he's the same as Tosfos. Okay, so then he ends up the same as Tosfos. The only thing is that, the only difference I would say is that I think the Machlokas of Balmor and Ban you're referring to is specifically about the Avalach of Gozes, and therefore I'm not sure I'd bring that in here. That's what I really should have said to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Kitzer, we have five explanations of what's the principle of our sugya? Either segregation of nichole is mutter, or it's just not a tikkun at all. It's not a malacha at all. You haven't accomplished anything. It's not even one of the 39 malachas in the first place, Rashi. Or segregation of nichole is mutter for a mitzvah, because every segregation of nichole is a malacha to lagufa, which is rabban, is mutter for a mitzvah. Or segregation of nichole is mutter if the malacha is only rabban to start with, for the me'iri. Segregation of nichole is mutter. It's only malacha rabban to start with, and it's for the needs of a mitzvah. Okay, halacha lemaisa, as you can imagine, halacha lemaisa, excuse me, sorry. As you can imagine,
I have another answer. Got one more. Is it isn't enough that because he's eating it, if he's eating them right at the time, then it's clear that.
No, give me time. Oh, I'm going to get that. Okay.
Okay.
That's the base of frying.
Right.
I know the base of frying. I mean, I put them on the course.
That's right.
So. So you know that I know the basic prime. Just give me a second. The basic prime is a very chash of shut. Anyway, kitzer, the big nafkamino halacha is not so much for hadasim, meaning it doesn't come up every day for hadasim. How about all of the Shabbos and Yatziv? What's the halacha of segregation al nichalei? According to Rashi, there are no kulas of segregation al nichalei based on our sugya, and perhaps not based on any other sugya either. Mm-hmm. Right? Depends how you read a certain Rashi in Zvachim, but I think you can read Rashi all over Shas say there's no heter of segregation al nichalei at all. The heter here, because you're not actually fixing anything, because fixing is subjective. No heter of segregation al nichalei. According to the Aruch, there's a heter gomer of segregation al nichalei. According to the other Shitas, then it depends on the other factors involved, whether the heter of segregation al nichalei or not. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? This is a bit controversial. The halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? If you just looked at the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Hadas, Taf Reish Mem Vav, he says, it's mutter because it's segregation of nichalei melachshin shikol gufa, and it's for the sake of a mitzvah. You might think that we paskin like Shita 3, that you're allowed to do a segregation of nichalei for the sake of a mitzvah. However, if you look at the Mishnah Brura and the other earlier Achronim, later Achronim, all over the place, they seem to assume that it goes without saying that they really, maybe Tosfos also, really meant this. He really meant only because it's a malacha d'rabbanan to start with. Because remember, we don't hold like that riva. Only because it's a malacha d'rabbanan to start with, and this is how we paskin l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, and it even sounds, even on Tosfos, do you see a clue in Tosfos that's only because it's a malacha d'rabbanan to start with? Hayin mishom da'azam malacha shvim shichol gufa, hachashari mishom mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in Tosfos that it's only because it's a malacha d'rabbanan to start with. But it could be that Tosfos was assuming, it was only, or it could be that we don't pass like Tosfos. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, we pass in like the Me'iri here, that we're only makel on a psik reisha d'lo nichole by a malacha d'rabbanan to start with, if it's l'tzorich mitzvah, or similar equivalent, and therefore the mainstream halacha, according to probably the majority of poskim, sometimes gets more complicated. What is a malacha sheh, what is a reisha nichole, something that's a double d'rabbanan or a triple d'rabbanan? I mean, not more chomer, but more kal. But the mainstream halacha is that a psik reisha d'lo nichole is mutter only if it started with the drabbanon in the first place, and if it's for mitzvah or tzorech or hefsed or some important need, not just stam because you are because you're in the mood. And that's how we paskin in mainstream halacha Shabbos. So, like, can I open a door if it turns on the alarm console someplace? That's a psik reisha d'lo nichole. I don't care. I'm not keeping track of the alarm console. It's a segregation l'nichalei v'nisun drabbanan, because usually they don't have simple pshat, just electricity, it's drabbanan. So, am I allowed to do that? Segregation l'nichalei v'nisun drabbanan? The answer is, I am, for a tzorech mitzvah, or something, some important need equivalent to a mitzvah, in some big shasad chak, based on our sugya. But all the halacha l'maisa of segregation l'nichalei in the modern poskim, meaning, 17th century and on, all starts with our sugya Moshana Achrisi, because it's like a clear heter of segregation of Nichole. And then the question is it only a mitzvah like our sugya? Is it only in if it's a law of Darbanan like our sugya, etc.? And this is the mainstream sock of all the poskim nowadays.
The refrigerator seems to be number 4, isn't it?
So the refrigerator, so now there's different yadarim of refrigerator. Here's the tricky part. In the old-fashioned, remember when we were kids, the only problem with the refrigerator is that when you open the door, turn the light on. If you unscrew the light bulb, you have no problem. So here, there's a lot of debate.
No, the thermostat.
It was always the thermostat.
What?
The thermostat,
correct. The thermostat, that's a little tricky, but that's Brahma, because it doesn't go on right away, so that's, okay. We're not getting into all of this now. Kitzer, we're not going to get into all of this now. The main problem with the refrigerators, though, is that if it turns on the light, that might be a psik reisha d'nichole. If you need to get something from the back of the shelf of the refrigerator and then you're going to be able to see with the light, it might depend. If you need to get something in the door of the refrigerator, it's a psik reisha d'lo nichole. What do I care if the light goes on? Just wastes electricity. It doesn't help me see. If you need to get something from the back of the shelf, it's a psik reisha d'lo nichole. You can only see when the light goes on. Modern-day fridge is a million other things happen when you open the door. Although many of which might be lo nichole, at least if you don't own the fridge. There's certainly no lo nichole. Okay, so opening a fridge is probably psikreish lo nichole. Is it psikreish lo nichole? That's the question. Is it nichole or lo nichole? Depends on the circumstances. Is it doing an isser d'rabbanan or isser d'oraisa? Some of them still have incandescent bulbs, which is an isser d'oraisa. L'chor, the other things they do is only isser d'rabbanan. And what kind of tzorech, right? Is it for a mitzvah? Is it for shasat chak? Is it, etc.? What? So, maybe Yom Shabbos is as much of a mitzvah as the 1% chance someone's going to need your hadas, maybe. Okay, so we'll leave that to details for now, and we'll just look at the Rambam briefly. Okay, says the Rambam. The Rambam says, I'm sitting with the 5 Hezber, and we paskin, the Rashi's most machber Hezber, because he says this is a special kula by Machber Patish, but by regular malachas, there's no kula at all. The Aruch is the most makel Hezber, and we pass like one of the, I guess the second most machber explanation of our sugya. Agav, in Tosfos, what the svara of Tosfos in Yom and Shabbos, the gracious Nichalim Loch Rabbanan, I'd be very tempted to say, what's the svara? The svara here is very clear. It's only Drabbanan, so they're making for a mitzvah. Svara here is very clear. It's only Drabbanan, plus it's only Drabbanan because it's gracious Nichalim, so it's like very makel Drabbanan, and they're making for a mitzvah. What's the svara here? I'd be tempted to say that it's not a kula. is that when Chazal made their gzeiros, they only made the gzeiros on people who have kavana, because that might lead to doing other bad things. But if someone doesn't really have kavana, it's not going to lead them to do other bad things, and it's not a kula, it's like a hafka, but that's not true. Because Tosfos and Yom and Shabbos are clear that Rav Elazar Rav Shimon's following his father, is because of the kula of either Darshan Miskavin or for Tosfos Lachshim Shikla Gufa. So therefore, it's just a drabana and a double drabana, and they weren't gozer. It's just a kula.
Maybe Elazar is a topic.
Okay, could be. Although it's hard to imagine that they think that the stomach of the Gemara had this suffix. Okay, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? I already asked the difficult question, right?
Yes.
What does the Rambam say? No, just tell me the words he says.
He says echad echad.
No, he doesn't. Yes. Says the Rambam. The problem is we're not sure what the Rambam says. I can erase this, right?
Says the Rambam to look at it.
What? Well, here, just take another one. Okay, says the Rambam as printed in front of me, and not just as printed in front of me, as the Machaber copies over, you know, Rove the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber copies over the Lashon of the Rambam, and counted, at least a lot. As the Machaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam, Avar v'lichdon, if you picked on Shabbos, it's still kosher for the Eved. Right? Why is it kosher for the Eved? Well, there's no mitzvah of Avera. Why? Probably because of the Yerushalmi, because Chol Yontif is not an Isser in the Chavta. And why is there no Dichoy? We had a whole shiur on that. But, Shalikta Echad Echad Lachila Reza Kosher. Ah, so it's an Aveira to pick them Stam. Or, what's the way that's not an Aveira? If you pick them one by one for eating, Liktan Echad Echad Lachila. That's our Gersa in the Rambam, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So our Gersa in the Rambam, right, the Mr. Hyde of the Rambam, says Rambam, right? Girsat Hadifus is Likton Echad Echad La'achila. And here we have a fundamental problem in the Rambam, which is what did the Rambam not say? Forget being the second problem in the Rambam, why you would write Echad Echad? Why one by one? Although you could just say that's how people eat, they pick one by one. What's the real problem in the Rambam? He left out a Shana Achrisi. It's Nichole. What's the Hadmin of Bimater, right? So the problem is, how is it Mutter without a Hoshana Achrisi? And here, guess how many answers there are in the Achronim? Infinite. There's Eila Dover Sof answers the Achronim. So I'll just mention, I won't even mention all of them. I'll just mention one or two. The Sfas Emes says, and here's something very clever. He says, you know why? Because the Rambam passes like the Trumas Hadeshen, that a Psikresha is Mutter in Isidra Abundant, even if it's Nichole. Our Gemara was against the Trumas Hadeshen. How could our Gemara be against the Trumas Hadeshen? The Rambam passes like the Trumas Hadeshen. Says, it's a Machlokas and a Sefer Shabbos. No, he says it's a Machlokas and a Sefer. He says Machlokas Masech Shabbos. The Bar Yitzchak, where Yitzchak says the same part, he makes Machlokas Masech Yom. Okay, it's Machlokas Amoraim, and says the Sfas Emes, and the Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, who she was named after, right? We should always quote him. says the Sfas Emes, and says the Shut Be'er Yitzchak of Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. He says, because Rambam Paskins against our sugya, like the Trumas Hadeshen, obviously that is anachronistic, that Psik Resha, the Isser Durabanan, is Mutter Afilu Hecha de Nichale. Not like the Trumas discussed, even if it's Nichale. Against our, it's clearly against our Gemara. Meaning for the Rambam, Mitzar Gelach is only Durabanan. Okay, but that's a very rare, and you know what? You can always find a million. The problem is, like, this type of answer, you can find an infinite number of. Just say, there's some reason Rambam thought it was Mutter. Argmar didn't think that reason. There's some other places in the Chokes on Rambam about that reason, and Argmar held one side and Rambam passing the other side. You know, I can give you a list of those. We'll just suffice with one. The problem is that it's really bringing something from left field. From left field. Who brought the Trumas Hadeshen to Argmar? And it's not based on any diok in the Rambam Flushel, right? There's no diuk in the Rambam's Lashon for this. So I'll just share two pshatim in the Achronim based on the diuk in the Rambam's Lashon. What's the diuk in the Rambam's Lashon? Of course, what did the Rambam add to our sugya? Echad, echad, one by one. Now the Sfas Emes thinks that's just his illustration. It's not significant. No. Maybe there's something significant about one by one. Why would one by one be significant? Maybe one by one is more significant, right? Maybe it's different if it's one by one. You don't need Hoshana Achrisi. Why?
Because it's like Rashi.
What do you mean by that?
It's just that they're eating. It's not, you're not doing tikkun kli, you're eating.
There's no tikkun because one wasn't affected.
Ah, okay. Those are two different answers. Okay. One answer is the Shut Beis Ephraim. Says the Shut Beis Ephraim. He says, no. One by one is better. Why? Because, why is one by one better? Because it's not just you intend to eat it. It's mukhrach in your mindset that you're eating it, because you eat each one at a time. Because the maisa itself proves that the intention is for eating. Now, I'll just take it one more step. The Joel, I think, at the risk of being an apikoris, I think this Joel, the Beis Ephraim did not mean what Joel said, but I think Joel's saying better. I'm not sure of any of those. I think what the Beis Ephraim wanted to say is a big chiddush, just that psikresha is mutter if your maisa shows your kavana, which might work according to the Aruch. If you build into the mice what your real kavana is, then maybe it's not a harava. So what? So I think the Beis Ephraim himself says this is the din klali bipsik resha. It's a din of psikresha. A psikresha is mutter. It built into the mindset you show your kavanah is only for the mutter thing, not for the malacha. That's a big chiddush. I think what Joel is saying better, right? Yei Shlomar. Oh, we can put it on the board. Well, you could say even better. You could say, no, maybe it's a special din in achila. After all, there are many things that are mutter, even though they are very similar to malacha, so they're done in a way that shows your focus is on eating. For example, borer, right? Borer is a malacha. But if you do borer and you take the ochel, why do you take the ochel out of the psolus instead of the psolus out of the ochel? So we're knocking into this. Some say to make it not the professional way. But no, depending on how you interpret the Goran Beitza, it could be that is the professional way. So why do you dafka take ochel out of psolus? To show that it's part of your eating. If you take out the psolus, it wouldn't be directly part of your eating. If I first take out the psolus, that's not directly part of my eating. If I take out the ochel, that's directly part of my eating. Not only that, there are other malachos. So, for example, the heter of l'alter, right, the Ramah holds that tochen is mutter l'alter. Why is tochen mutter l'alter? Because it's part of my eating, the same tochen. If I do it at 9 in the morning, it's malach d'orais and chayv skila. If I do it at lunchtime, it's heter gomer. Because if you do something that shows it's part of eating, eating is different from malacha. Eating is different from malacha. It could be the principle. Now, I have to admit, I have a lot of rayas that eating is mufka from malacha, and on every one of those rayas, I have mainstream achronim who say there's a different reason. Like, for example, just take a classic example. All right, doesn't matter. But for, we have, what do you also mention in dosh, right? You're allowed to do dosh and tochein. You're allowed to do dosh and tochein in an unusual way, in order to eat. So why is that? You could say it's just a heter of shinoi, kalach or yad. Or you could say, no. It's showing that it's part of eating, because you're not doing it the way people do it in factories. You're just doing the casual way if someone's about to eat. Okay, that's another step. You could say there's a special rule that it's a din klali b'maisa achila shemufka migeder melacha. Now, obviously, I don't mean for you to say that you should all go home and try this and make up on your own what's considered part of my eating is mufka from malacha and do all 39 hours of malacha. Obviously, it has to have some precedent in the Gemara and the way Chazal countered the halachos. But okay, here it has a precedent in the Rambam, which is just as good as the Gemara. And so maybe that's not, I think, what the Beis Ephraim meant, but that's a good part. Of course, if you wanted to add that maybe it's a special din on Yom Tov because of Ochel Nefesh, that if you do it in a way that it's more connected to eating, you could have a heterochol nefesh on yontif, which is the big discussion that the Ritva and others bring up. Why not heterochol nefesh? We'll leave this for now. That's the base of Friday. The Aruch Lener says something that is so clever that it's either pasha true or too clever to be true. Then that's what Pesach said, right? Pesach got it from the Aruch Lener. Says the Aruch Lener, you know why one by one is mutter? Nothing to do with the eating. No. One by one is mutter because, what's the difference between psikration and Dabashenim is kaving? Psikration is for sure going to do malacha. Dabashenim is kaving might do malacha, but might not. If I pick 30 berries at once, I'm for sure doing malacha. Right now, there are a lot of berries and a decent number of leaves. I pick a whole bunch of berries. I'm clearly doing malacha. I pick all the berries. I'm clearly doing malacha. What if I pick one berry at a time and eat it? And when I eat it, I'm mafzik in between each pick. Then, when I pick one berry, is that a malacha? No, there's still more berries. Another berry, is that a malacha? No, there's still more berries. Another berry, is that a malacha? No, there's still more berries. Another berry, is that a malacha? Well, I'm not sure the exact count. Maybe, maybe not, because maybe there's still more berries, or maybe taka this is the one that gets it down to 50%. So each berry is a davar shenei miskamei, because you don't know if you're doing the malacha or not. If I pick all the berries at once and then I have sick, then it's a sick ratio. But if I pick one berry and eat it, that's mafsik. I pick another berry and eat it, then each berry is a davar shenei miskamei. So that's what he says. He says each individual berry is probably not tikkun mana. So it's a regular davar she'ein miskaveh, meaning it's not a psik resha. It's not for sure. Now, obviously, between all the berries, it's for sure, but since I eat each one, I'm mafsik between picking each berry, and each berry is davar she'ein miskaveh. Now, this is obviously a chiddush in two ways. Number one, what Aaron brought up before, that even if it is actually kavua, whether it's a malacha, I just didn't check, that's still called davar she'ein miskaveh, against a certain chumar for Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's okay, most are chumar against Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Like, what if I could check if it's malacha or not, and I don't check? Is that called davar she'ein miskaveh, or is that called safek psikration more chumar? So we're assuming that even though I could check, if I didn't check, it's still mutter, which is most achronim, against the Rabbi Akiva Eiger that I don't like being machmer for anyway. And he's also assuming that eating each berry is mafsik, and you don't consider all one big malacha, but it's very clever. It says the Rebbe, echad echad is a new way to be matir. Nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara had one angle, and I have a different angle, says the Rambam. A new way to be machmir based on the idea that, based on the idea that if you're mafsik between each berry, it's a davar she'ein miskaveh, because you don't know if it's a malacha or not. Okay, very clever Aruch Lener. One second. Obviously, for the Aruch Lener makes a fry, you still have to answer. Why did the Rambam choose to give a new scenario instead of the Gemara scenario? And then you could either say, Stam, he wanted to pick a more likely scenario, or the Gemara scenario was maybe a bit less likely, or that he thought we passed like Chachamim in the Gemara, so he couldn't pick the Gemara scenario, but he still had a Heter. Okay, all the Echron are different as Beirim. Why we pick a new scenario? Yes?
If you go according to the Aruch Lener, you can go even further than him. You can say that if you count each one by itself, there's no, if you go like Rashi did, there's no tikkun mana.
No, because one of them is the tikkun mana.
One is just eating a berry.
No, but let's say right now you have 50 leaves and 51 berries. And when you take off that last berry, that's the tikkun mana. That's the tikkun mana. Now you're fixing it. Now you're making it from non-useful to
it's
useful.
Only the last berry.
Only the last berry is the tikkun mana. And says Aruch Lener, since you don't know what it is, you never know if you're doing the malacha. Okay, the problem, what's the main problem? None of these have a really convincing explanation of why the Rambam differed from the Gemara. Even if it's very clever, still, you're not sure why it differed from the Gemara. And there's another Gersa in the Rambam. The Rambam, Gersa says Kisvei Yad. Almost all manuscripts of the Rambam have a different Gersa, which you don't need to be a choker and look to manuscripts to figure out. The Magen Mishnah had this Gersa. And the Kesef Mishnah says, I see from the Magen Mishnah, he obviously had a different Gersa than the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah even goes far as to say, and I like the Magen Mishnah's Gersa better than the Achronim wonder, why he brought the Gersa to Fuss in the Shulchan Aruch, and all the Achronim say, the Kesef Mishnah knew the other Gersa was better. Why did he bring the worst Gersa in the Shulchan Aruch? And all the Achronim pass like the other Gersa. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes every Achron on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and none of them pass like this Gersa. What's the other Gersa? The Rambam Gersas Kisvei Yad is Liktan Acher. La'achila. You see, by the way, how... Now, you can't prove which is right, which is wrong, although the kisveyad, or most kisveyad, usually are koveya. You see how you make this mistake, achar and echad, right? You know, from various psukim, right? You know, the big dalet, etc. Achar and echad are very close together. So you can see how an achar can turn into an echad, and then all of a sudden it said, liktan echad la'achila, and the scribe said, what does liktan echad mean? It must be echad echad. Right, and so Acher could easily turn into Echad Echad, or Echad Echad could turn into Acher. No 100% proof, but Pasha. And then Lichtan Acher La'achila makes perfect sense. Why does he say Lichtan Acher La'achila, not Lichtan you for Achila? Because what's between you and an Acher? The Acher, first of all, the Acher really doesn't have Kalanda to fix it, and Mestama the Acher has Oshana Achrisa. Right? You might need this Oshana. After all, he's saying, if you picked it, you can use it. If you can use it, it sounds like you needed it. So you say, like, so what's the intent? So it must be Hoshana Chris. So why Acher? Why Acher? So here there are two answers. Says most of the Achronim, A, because Acher has Hoshana Achrisi. The Acher has Hoshana Achrisi. Says the Evan Azel here something very clever. He says, forget about Hoshana Achrisi. You know why you need Acher? And therefore, why did the Rambam not bring Hoshana Achrisi? He did bring Hoshana Achrisi. He says, Acher, who's an Acher? An Acher is someone who already has his own Hadas. He says a little better. He says that, how do you have someone who's really picking it for Achila, not for the Hadas? He says, Mimanavshach, if you really don't need it, then like, why are we discussing this? And if you really do need it, how can you not think that you're fixing your hadas? Like, what's the case of someone who needs it, who is... It's an interesting case. What's the case of someone who's asking the shayla, yet who has another hadas? So, now the Eben Ezra goes back to Tosos. Remember Tosos? Tzorich mitzvah. What's the tzorich mitzvah? Mimanavshach. If you're thinking about the mitzvah, then you're miskavi. And if you're not thinking about the mitzvah, then what's the tzorich mitzvah? Says that Evan Azel says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara. This is what the Gemara means. Says the Evan Azel to discuss Tosos. No, the trick is that the owner offers berries to his friend. That's what the Gemara meant. How is this an Eitzah? Right, Rav Lezer says, you can be Mamait. How are you Mamait? Only if you're Achila and you're not thinking and you don't need it. So what does it mean you can be Mamait? Like, what's the cool of Rav Lezer of Shimon if you can never actually use it on purpose? Right, it's a funny thing in our whole Gemara. It sounds like the whole cool in our Gemara you can't use on purpose. So why does the Chacham say you can't be Mamait and Rav Lezer of Shimon says you can? So everyone, until they have an Azel, understood one way. Yeah, this whole Gemara is an awkward, unlikely scenario. It starts out saying, you have a cool, I'll let you pick the berries. How? Only if you don't really know or think that you're picking the berries and it happens by accident coincidentally. Says Evan Ezel, no. He's saying it very clever. Yeah, you can pick the berries of your Hadas on Yontif. How? Offer the berries to someone else who it's not his Hadas and he's only thinking of eating it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Isn't that other person still doing a psikresha? Even though he's not thinking. No, the other person has his own hadas. What does he care about anything? It's not a psikresha. So that is the chiddush of the Evan Azel, that the whole Gemara meant the whole time that you have kavana, but he doesn't. After all, on Shabbos, if I have kavana for you to do malacha, but you don't have kavana to do your malacha, it's still mutter, right? Classic case on Shabbos, right? Anyone know this trick, right? You walk down the street and the light goes on. So what do? You bring your stick to the other side, or you walk with your friend from out of town and let him walk first. Right? Oh, you know he's turning on the light, but he doesn't know he's turning on the light, so it's mutter. Right? So, I know Rav Lessig never liked this trick. He just thought it was disrespectful to your friend. Not that he thought it was also to help with Shabbos. He just thought it wasn't sensitive to your friend to, like, have him turn on the light on Shabbos. but I'll tell the Shabbos, he agreed it was mutter. I'll tell the Shabbos, he agreed. No, what'd you say? No, that's much more chomer. Shvisas behemto. What are you talking about? No, that's bad news. If your dog does a malacha, then your kavana is mitzdarif. But if your friend does a malacha, then your kavana is not mitzdarif. Your friend's a balachira. He has his own kavana. No, certainly not. Have your friend's dog, maybe. Even then, you get to machamer. Okay, we dealt with that when we learned Yavamos.
I don't know if the dog is mitzvah on that
type of dog. Not a posture. Anyway, says them, and also the whole case of the Gemara was, how is the whole case of the Gemara working? Of course it involved an acher, because how do you use this if you're not allowed to use it? The answer is, you are the brains of the operation, and your friend is the guy who's hungry for berries, and now he's not doing malacha, because he is actually innocently eating berries. And you have a tzorch mitzvah, you're getting him to eat the berries. Very clever, Evan Ozzo. Now, the reason is not...
What's the tzorch mitzvah again,
exactly? Tzorch mitzvah is you don't have another hadas.
Oh, I don't have another
one. You don't have another hadas. So you need this hadas, so you give it to your friend with the berry, and your friend picks the berries, who does have another hadas.
Why is it important that he has another hadas?
What?
Why is it important that he's having?
Because otherwise, because
I give him. Just tell him. I said, if you're hungry, you're gonna eat these berries.
Why is it important that he has another hadas? Because otherwise, he's going to be thinking that he's improved, that he might, that he's fixing a hadas which could be useful, could come in handy.
Why is day one?
If it's day, it's clearly day one because it's Yetzif, right?
And moreover, I mean, like, how is he really not thinking? Like, Sukkot, you're giving him a hadas, saying you pick up the berries. Like, I mean, if you want to eat the berries, like, this is a totally innocent reason. Whatever you're going to respond to Yonatan, like, it's the same thing. It's like, of course he's going
to know. I don't know. Just tell him he wants a snack. Right? I don't know how they work like that. Maybe that's what people say.
I'm saying, Rebbe's answering you by saying that, oh, because maybe the guy will think that he'll be able to borrow from you. I'm saying, like, whatever the guy's going to be thinking about, that he's obviously recognizing that he's eating berries off of a hadas, which will be mutter for somebody to use. And as much as you're going to recognize that, he's
okay.
Aware of it.
No, but he doesn't know how many hadas.
Okay, unless you,
maybe that's not relevant at all.
Right, and maybe you can say that. What?
And it's the same thing. My point is that I
understand what you're saying. I understand. You have to have the right scenario. After all, he has to not think that he's helping me out, because if he thinks he's doing my shlichus, then so I'll have to either make it okimta and say no, mommy, she's just thinking about the berries, and he has another hadas, so he's not trying to benefit himself at all. Or maybe, if you want, I could say that since if he didn't have another hadas, then, look, clearly, if I give you a hadas and you don't have another hadas, it's clear you want to borrow that hadas and use it for me. And if you're picking the berries, then you're trying to improve the hadas. But if you have another hadas, then maybe, either A, you mamish don't think I have any ulterior motive, maybe, or it could be, even if you do think I have an ulterior motive, it could be that since that's not your motive at all, and it's not benefiting you at all, it would still be mutter. Ar dechavrei, that gets into my closest zakron about whether ar dechavrei, if he's mamash a chaver, is that a problem or not? You know what I mean? Okay, so I have what to be someone calling the words ar dechavrei. I will say Rutanya against me, not the chasa Tanya, the early Achron Tanya, but not for now.
Is there a problem with a chatzi shiur on the Aruch Linaris?
No, because chatzi shiur means like writing one of two letters or cooking half of a kagrogris. If I get something almost fixed, that's not a chatzi shiur. That's heter gomer. Like if I carry something to 3 amos from Rosh Hashanah, that's not a chatzi shiur. That's heter gomer. Chatzi shiur is if I actually do an improvement just on half the quantity. Uh-huh. But if did half the improvement, that's not chatzi shiur.
Doesn't the Rambam hold though that by tikkun mana that if you like make half of a picture at like the very end of the Gemara Melacha?
No. Okay, that's chukka kfiza bakava. That has to do with the fact something can be useful for half its purposes and not for all its purposes. But if it's totally not useful, you're just closer. Then no. Okay. Anyway, that's the Ibn Uzzel, and then the Ibn Uzzel would explain the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say here? Yeah, because that was pshat in the Gemara the whole time. Of course, what was the case the Gemara was thinking about? How can the Gemara think about a case where you, mimanavshach, if you need a hadas, of course you're thinking about it, and if you don't need a hadas, then why is there a discussion, then who cares in the first place? And again, until now we assume, you're right, no one cares, which is a weird scenario that we're discussing for our intellectual edification. Says everyone else, well, no, this is really an eitzah the whole time. How is it an eitzah to care and not care at the same time? I care and you don't care and I give you the berries. Okay, and then the Rambam makes perfect sense. He was just quoting our Gemara. And he didn't have to bring Oshana Chrisi. Because the Gemara wasn't saying, oh, let's make a fancy okim to the Acharis of Shana Chrisi. The Gemara just meant the Stam Acharis of Shana Chrisi. What's the problem?
Is there a difference if he gives him the Hadas to take off the berries, or he takes off the berries himself?
No, I think you'd have to give him the Hadas to take off the berries. Okay, so much for our sugya. I think we're now ready to move on. Says the Hachezki when you get a chance. Says the Mishnah, Arava Gzula V'Yavesha. Okay, we have to finish the Flamadal and Manala. Who put a battery back in that pocket? tell them more, you're mad at them. The Arava Gzula V'Yavesha Psula. Right? A stolen apostle that we already know. Shal Sher Shalini Dachas Psula, that we already discussed by the other meeting. Niktam Rosho, if its head was chopped off. So here, Taka, there is a bit of a machlokes, we're not going to get into, but about the chopping off heads of a, we had a machlokes by Lulav also, and what part has to be chopped off. So most Rishonim agree with the Rush earlier in the Masechet. Says, by a lulav, most Rishonim said, almost all Rishonim said, by a lulav, if you chop the top of the leaves, that's a problem. Says the Rush, most Rishonim say different by Hadas and Arava. Because by the lulav, the leaves are like the ikar. You know, the leaves look like the whole thing. So if you chop off the top of the leaves, that's a problem. By the Hadas and Arava, the stem is very clearly visible and the leaves are just tuffel. So he says, if you chop off the top of the leaves, that's okay. Only chopping off the stick is a problem. And that's what almost all Rishonim hold. And the Meiri here is a bit of a Shitas Yachid. I'm sure you can find one other person who agrees with him if you look. But the Meiri here is definitely a minority Shita and says, whether you chop off the stick or chop off the leaves, the top leaves, Niktam Rosho is puzzle. Okay, so that's absolved Niktam Rosho. Nifritzu Aleha. Remember, we had a big machlokes by Lulav, what Nifritzu Aleha means. So, by Hadas and Arava, there's another machlokes, but it's not necessarily the same, says the Rush right here, not earlier. He says it was a machlokes. Remember the two main shitas by Nifritzu Aleha? Either the leaves are detached or the leaves are split. So he says, even those who hold that by lulav it means split, here it means detached. Because splitting of the leaves there, Rav, is not so bad. However, the Meiri here, again, says no. If it means split there, it also means split here. Okay, so we have a chlokes whether niktam rosho means the wood or even the leaves. We have a chlokes whether nifritzu means detached. Or, I mean, there's also the rhyme and the riff, but detached or split. And it's just not necessarily the same. Not everyone has the same sheet as both places. Continuing, Vatsaf Tzifaz Psula, that's the Gemara we'll discuss. Kemusha, if it was withered, meaning partially dry, which we already had. Vishanashru Mitzas Aleha, and if only some of its leaves fell off, Vishal Baal, or if it's not on a river, if it's on a field that needs watering, which is obviously not next to a river, it is kosher. Okay, Nishru Mitzas Aleha, there's also Machlokes Rishonim. I put all this in brackets, we're not going to focus on it. But if some leaves fell off, it's puzzle. Okay, where's the borderline? How many leaves falling off is kosher? Nashur Mikzas. And how many leaves falling off is puzzle? Okay, what's the majority shita? Most Rishonim say. What's the borderline? Rov. Mikzas Aleha is kosher. But Rov Aleha is kosher. Now, Rov doesn't have to be the opposite of Mikzas. Well, the opposite of Mikzas could be Rov. The opposite of Mikzas could be? No. Some versus all, kol, right? So these are two fundamentally different approaches. Let's just, okay, put this very briefly. What did we discuss? We discussed what was for Niktam, Rosho. We had the Rush, and most Rishonim said the wood, the stalk, and the Meiri says the wood or the leaves. We had Nifritzu, if by lulav, it means split. What does it mean here? So the Rush says, here, and by hadas, it means detached. And the raya is a contrast to nashru mikzas aleha. And the Meiri says, nope, it still means split. And we had the mikzas. And then, oh, you already took a picture, right? Oh, we'll see how far we get. Then we have the question of mitzas. How many leaves need to be left, right? Mitzas aleha is kshera, says the Rush and the Meiri and Rov Rishonim. Meiri and Rov Rishonim says you need Rov of the leaves left attached. Right? You need Rove of the leaves. However, who disagrees? Who's the bit of a sheet? Is Yachid who disagrees? I put on the chorus. Shilpa Yibarim quotes the, I think it's a Beis Hay there. not Baruch Hashem, who's the Beis Hei? I think he quotes it as Beis Hei. The Baal HaItter, right? The Baal HaItter, the Sefer HaItter says, nope, you need one leaf. Ala echad bevad echad. One leaf. Mean mixas, not as opposed to rove, mixas as opposed to kol, which are both. Where does he get the idea one leaf is good enough? Anyone? Anyone remember from, you know, Shulchan Aruch where you heard this phrase or Gemara Bekiyas, ala echad bevad echad? Mem Dalad Amud Beis, was it? Yeah, Mem Dalad Amud Beis says, you know the Arava, separate Minhag Arava for Hoshana Rabbah? How much do you need? I know you need five in this. Afilo Allah Echad Bivad Echad. Even one leaf on one stalk is good enough. Now, the Achronim write, even the Rishonim write, obviously, L'chachila, it's not Mahodur to use Allah Echad Bivad Echad, and the Minhag is to use five nice ones. But Afilo Allah Echad Bivad Echad. Now, there are two ways to read that. For now. One way is, we're making ala echad van echad there, because that's only a minhag bi'alma. It's not a real halach. It's not a real din. Minhag and a bid, but it's still only minhag. So in a minhag, we're making ala echad van echad. You know, it's just a zechel and mikdash, so it still reminds us. But that's everyone except for the Baal HaItter says, that's a kula there. I know Chesky has a different way, but we're not going to go there now. The said the Baal HaItter, no, we're making there, I'll pee the regular din. The regular din is a feel ala echad van echad. So we're not, there's no kula there, we're just telling you the rule. The rule is, afilo ala echad bevad echad. The kula is you only need one stalk. But the ala echad, that's the normal rule. So that's the mukkar. The mukkar is, daf min dalan amad beis, and Hoshana Rabba, one leaf is good enough, and he assumes it's not a kula for a minhag, zekal mikdash. That's the regular din. The kula is you only need one stalk and not two. Which, we're just showing him as the halacha also, because anyway. And then, says the Sefer HaItter L'chumra, though. It's interesting. His version of L'chumra would be everyone else's version of the Kula. Chumra lefi the Baal HaItter. He says, you know, maybe in Machmer you need as much as a Hadas. Now, how much do you need in a Hadas? We saw as a Machlokas. But I remember his Shita was, in a Hadas you need three. That was his Shita. And Hadas says, maybe you need three. What's my Machmer? The Machmer is Hadas. Remember, we had Andaf Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph at the top, right? We weren't sure what it means, right? Shlosha Badi Olin Lachin. But let's just say three. The Rambam might hold that way. Remember what the Rambam says? Even the Hadas and Arava only have three moist leaves, that's enough. So Machlokas, does he mean you need three moist, but you need all the leaves? Or three is enough? So maybe the Rambam, okay. These are technicalities in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Okay. We're almost finished Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Because there's not a lot of intricate sugyas there. Okay, so we'll have to stop now. We only have two more shiurim before Beinis Manan, by the way. Those people who are not on the regular gross schedule should know that there's only two more shiurim before Beinis Manim, Thursday and Monday, and then we go to Beinis Manim until after Pesach. The first shiur after Pesach will be the Thursday after Pesach. Technically, the first day is Manim is the Monday after Pesach, but we're all still getting back, etc. So anyway, there are two more shiurim. In those two more shiurim, we are Bli Neder going to finish Daf Lamed Daled. We'll finish Daf Lamed Daled, Bli Neder. So next year we'll spend a few minutes doing all the Gemara's about Arava. Now you can't make a chukutzula. And we will spend a lot of time on the sugya of the number of minim we need. So I'll send out the Gemara's near to Hashem later.
So what part of the Gemara do you think that we do tomorrow? What should we work on?
The rest of 46. Inyan Arve Nachal till the end.
So is one of them a broader sugya or just going?
No, it's not.